V-neck? No V-neck.
Ooh,
no V-neck.
Let's go! Bolt gang!
Wow. It's amazing how quickly you change from Niners to Bolt gang. Wow!
I'm back to the Niners.
The Shanahan hat cannot be seen on WST this week. Why? Why?
They lost the Cardinals.
Why? We'll get into that. Big Ben and K-Win, WST podcast. It's Thursday, the Thursday after week one. So we thought we would recap all of week one, a little bit of week one. AFC West, NFC West games. Touch on them for about, I'd say two clicks each. Yeah. Talk about some players that surprised us, some that disappointed us. And then look forward to week two, where maybe the Niners can get back to 500. How do you feel about
that? The only way the Niners don't get back to 500 is if they go to bounce Ainsworth and some dive bar in the East Village and forget about the game on Sunday against the Jets. Wow. The Jets, we saw them versus the Bills. And if anyone's playing last man standing, I guarantee the Niners will win on Sunday.
Didn't you lose in our last man standing? We'll get into that.
I chose the Bills over the Jets. I might just pick every team that plays the Jets every week.
Oh, that's not a bad strategy, my friend. So we'll get into a little betting. We'll get into some fantasy. But just warm you up for the weekend in terms of West Coast teams. NFL is back. There are going to be 16 games, we hope.
Yes.
Kansas City had fans. Only one fan tested positive, contact tracing. And then a groundskeeper, as well. In terms of COVID, we're doing okay with the NFL. So this is my jurisdiction, K-Win. You're riding sidecar. But let's get into it. Let's talk about last week's games. What surprised us? What didn't? Let's go chronologically.
We only care about six teams here at WST. And this is open to debate, but I believe it's Cardinals, Chargers, Raiders, Niners, Seahawks. Who am I missing? Rams. Wow.
You almost forgot your Rams. You live, 15 minutes away from SoFi?
I almost forgot.
Did you get one of those? Can I ask you this? Did you get one of those, where you put your name on the back of the seat? Did you buy into that? Were you sold into that? Yeah, did you get a seat license?
I did not.
Even JMO?
Did not.
No?
I'm going to try to get a seat license at Tower 12 down at Hill Secure. So when it reopens, I'll have season tickets.
The equity in that seat is probably greater than what we might see out of SoFi this week.
Yeah. And with social distancing, there might only be five seats in that bar. So I'll be sitting pretty. I can scalp that on eBay.
Boom. Whoa. I love it. All right, let's go chronologically. Hawks, early game against the Falcons. I told you exactly what was going to happen in our halftime wrap-up. Rope-a-dope, Russ comes out, four TDs, game over. Chris Carson only had 16 yards on the ground, I believe, more or less.
Two
reception TDs. So they got to get it going on the ground this week. Something I expected out of the Hawks. 14-12 going in a half. They end up winning 38-25. Anything you saw out of that game that surprised you? Todd Gurley, former Ram, one touchdown, 14 carries, 56 yards. Very pedestrian.
Everyone's talking about Matt Ryan threw for 500 yards. Falcons had three receivers over 100 yards. But you know what? The Falcons still lost. And that game meant nothing when Matt was throwing late in the game. I thought the Seahawks defense showed up well. Russ came out cooking early, and that was the difference. Falcons couldn't keep up.
How about your boy, Jamal Adams?
He looked aight.
Just okay. Just okay. Let's get into your game, the Las Vegas Raiders, the game that you watch with so much intent.
I said at halftime of Sunday, the best game of the morning was going to be Carolina versus the Raiders, and it proved out to be Josh Jacobs, three TDs. David Carr looked good. Ruggs looked good, but he did get hurt. He did have to come out early, but the Raiders held on. They won. They limited Christian McCaffrey somewhat, and they got their first win as Las Vegas Raiders.
Hey, so can you put on your hat again for me? I just want to see that. Because you are now representing what was the most boring game of Sunday until Bullock goes up with a chance to tie it for the Bengals.
I have my Chargers hat on for you fans. Listen to the audio portion.
I can't see. Tyrod Taylor in with 16 completions, 208 yards. Eckler, 19 carries, 84 yards. Hunter Henry did okay. But Joey Burrow looked pretty good. Most would have hoped they would have came out with a tie in regulation, playing overtime, but Bullock blows it for the Bengals. What'd you see out of that game?
Burrow looked good tonight on Thursday Night Football and last week. He's composed. He's throwing the ball. He threw the ball almost 60 times tonight. So they have confidence in him. And, you know, he's got A.J. Green. He's got some weapons. He's got a new – Burrow looked great. Chargers, it wasn't sexy, but they were the better team. And Tyrod Taylor held on to his job for one more week.
Can we get Keenan Allen in the offense, please? Please?
Through to Mike Williams all day long.
Come on. Let's go, Tyrod. Find your boy Keenan. All right. So in a NFC West matchup, Jess Root. The defense is no longer hot garbage. Holds the Niners to 20 points. Garoppolo went 19 for 33, 259 yards and two TDs. Kyler Murray, the leading rusher for Arizona, gets in on a TD scamper as well. And Hop, if you're going to go out and prove you were worth the contract, 14 receptions for 151 yards, that's a career high.
Did his contract say that they can only throw to him on first and third downs?
That might have been a stipulation his agent negotiated. Either way, phenomenal look. 14 points in the fourth quarter to come from behind against those Niners. Mozart looked good early on with that long reception for a touchdown. But other than that, pretty stagnant. They only had, from that point, 13 points. UK win. Niners. What do they got to do this week?
Well, they've got Brandon Ayuk, rookie from Arizona, set to make his rookie debut.
Arizona State. Come on, don't forks up. Arizona State.
What did I say?
Arizona. It's all right. Just missed the state.
He's looking to make his debut, and he's a weapon kind of like Debo. They will run him. They'll hit him on slants. They might even throw it deep if Garoppolo can hit him down the field on a non-wounded duck pass. So I look to see them get him involved. They will do more play action passes. They will throw to Jerick McKinnon, who's a running back, but they will get him out in open space. I think the Niners just have to continue with their game plan. If you look at the Cardinals, what it came down to is they tried to score early in the first half on fourth and goal. They did make it. If they would have kicked that field goal, that would have been more points on the board. And in the second half, there was just too many penalties down the stretch that cost them the game. They didn't deserve to win. The Cardinals deserved it. Congratulations, Kyler. Congratulations, Hopkins.
If it keeps going like it's going, you're just going to roll Cardinals into your jurisdiction too. And
let me grab my Cardinal hat.
And then somewhat of a surprise, overhyped, underdelivered, the Cowboys lose to your Rams and so forth.
Surprise. Shocker. We both didn't see that one coming.
And Malcolm Brown showed up. I mean, career high, two TDs. Goff looked okay, 20 for 31 for 275. Robert Woods showed up.
Exactly like Jimmy G. And what I mean by that, throw to the tight ends, throw a screen, let's get some misdirections. Either Garoppolo or Goff throw the ball down the field, but Goff didn't make any bad decisions. He handled the offense, and McVay called a great game. He had the Cowboys guessing.
All right, week one wrap. Give me your stack ranking of the six teams we cover. Power rankings, K-Win.
Why do we have to do it this week? Can I skip this week?
No, you cannot, my friend. I want to hear you say the Seahawks are better than the Niners.
I'm going Seahawks are number one. I will go Cardinals number two.
Ooh.
I will go Rams number three. I'll go Raiders.
Chucky's four. not gonna like that.
Raiders four, Niners five, Chargers six. Chargers one, and they're still at the bottom. Number six.
Wow. I mean,
we saw the Bengals tonight. I don't know. It's been a long season for the Chargers.
I thought we talked about this beforehand. We weren't gonna bring up the Ohio Bowl, but we'll run with it. I agree with you. I'd give you Hawks one, Cards two, Raiders three. I think
Raiders
the Chargers.
Carolina. The Rams beat the Cowboys.
The Cowboys looked like they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know who they were, to be honest. I think, who's your guy out of Green Bay? I don't expect you to know his name, McCarthy. But he's, I mean, that new coach, I would love to see the records of teams with new coaches, because I bet you it's atrocious. So you somewhat saw that coming. I don't think the Rams are that good. I would actually put the Niners above the Rams, and I would put the Rams in six.
Wow, you put the Chargers ahead of the Rams?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Battle of LA. Hey, there's no fans. There's no home games. Chargers are okay this year. Similar to what it was last year for the Chargers.
Yeah, it's like that baseball analyst that said the Devil Rays are seeing a record-setting a number of fans this year. The same could be said for the Chargers.
All right, let's look to week two. We can make our picks. Not a lot of early games for the West Coast teams, other than your aforementioned Niners versus Jets. Do we even have to talk about this?
No. And I only have two wins for the West Coast teams this week.
So you must have the early game Niners versus Jets. That's out in East Rutherford. Niners will actually head down towards, where are they going? The Greenbrier. In West Virginia. That's a short bus ride, I guess. And then you got the Rams who may, who knows, bunk up with them. They're playing the Eagles at Lincoln Financial. Those games both kick off at 10 a.m. Pacific. That's a loss.
Yeah. Cardinals and Niners are the only West Coast teams winning this week.
Wentz looked horrible.
Is inconsistent. I don't know who their running back is in Washington. Is it Gibson? Is it someone else?
Wait, you're skipping ahead. Timeout. Let's go. You believe that the Eagles, who looked atrocious, lost to the Washington Football Club, are going to beat your Rams?
Yes.
Wow.
Rams are coming in too high and mighty on their win against the Cowboys. They got to go east. And when they go east, in my opinion, they don't fare well.
You realize they charter flights. They don't have to take a bus. They're not a AAA baseball team.
But still got to adjust the time schedule. It's a quick week. Okay. It's a quick turnaround. Rams are losing.
You're going to get shipped out to EST, the Eastern Standard Time podcast.
No. Zach Ertz is a Stanford guy. I can pull for him.
All right. So I got the Rams winning that game. I got the Niners winning that game. Washington Football Club versus the Cardinals. This is at home for the Cards. They come back home. I don't see how they lose this game. Actually, I see Kyler going for 350 yards plus, probably for maybe the first or second time in his career, getting the end zone. The Cardinals' defense is much improved, which we saw in that San Fran game. So they're going to go to 2-0, in my opinion. Any difference in your mind?
I agree.
And then you got the Chargers and Chiefs. Good old AFC West matchup. This is in Inglewood. SoFi Stadium.
Why are we even talking about this? The Chiefs are going to win.
No. Woo. Okay.
You think the Chiefs are going to lose?
It's in SoFi. Good home field advantage. Brand new stadium. Chiefs might not know what to do. It's going to be too warm for the Chiefs. It's going to be too warm.
Mahomes is going to be a Tower 12 by halftime drinking a cold
All right. Then our two D games. The Sunday night game of the week, you got the Pats, Cam Newton, coming in to CenturyLink.
Now, many of our fans think that I'm just anti-Seahawks. That's not true. I had a media vote, and I voted Russ for MVP. I thought he should have got MVP. I love Seattle. I love the Seahawks. But I just think without fans – it's easier to play in CenturyLink Field. And so I think Belichick is going to have a scheme. He's going to have something inside his hoodie. And I see Cam going in and the Patriots winning 24-17.
You're no longer allowed in Seattle. And by the way, Belichick, we see your games. Oh, Russell Wilson's underrated. Come on. Go back to your Subway commercials, buddy. Listen. The Pats look good. Cam looked good. That was at home. Come out east, out west.
Out west.
Play Seattle. Russell looks so good. It's like if you've played Madden, correct? When you get your plays right in front of you? I don't think we ran a play where you had to scroll left or right. last week, and we beat Atlanta pretty handedly. Yeah, DK Atlanta, looked good Atlanta in the second
half. Garbage.
Hot garbage. So I think Russell is more steady-minded than most quarterbacks and is not going to take this, oh, I'm underrated, I'm really going to show him, you know, why it should. That mind game doesn't work with Russ, in my opinion. I think the Hawks win by two scores in CenturyLink.
And who are you rooting for? Both your teams are playing.
Easy.
How many Patriots games did you go to last year?
One.
How many Hawks games did you go to?
None.
Wow. Wow, you're getting kicked out of Seattle.
I was doing a good deed. I was doing a good deed. I was taking my brother-in-law to a game. Come on. All right. And then you have the Monday night game at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. The Saints come to town. You better hope that the Spearmint Rhino is social distancing and you don't see Alvin Kamara anywhere on the strip the night before on Sunday, because 2-1-0 teams walk in. Who ends up with the WK win?
The Saints minus Michael Thomas will still win on Monday night.
See, I think it's going to be a shootout. As much as people say the Saints have a vaunted defense, you know what? Against Tom Brady, a guy that, to be honest, I think what you're going to see is Derek Carr put up better numbers than Tom Brady did against the Saints defense. And I believe you're going to see a guy by the name of Darren Waller come up big for the Raiders here. The tight end position for the Buccaneers, although they have Gronkowski and O.J. Howard.
Gronkowski was as old as Brady.
I know. He couldn't run a straight line faster than I could, to be honest. Gronk, God bless you, but tough time covering Waller. It's going to be a close game. I'll take the upset. You know what? I'll take the upset. If I'm the Raiders, if I'm a bookie, I'm going out and finding, as soon as the Saints plane lands in Vegas, there is all sort of distractions around them. From Breeze.
You make it sound like these athletes have never been in a big city.
Have you ever played a game in Vegas? Okay, when?
What's the difference between Vegas and New York City? You can get into the same amount of trouble.
Oh, no, you cannot.
If you're a professional athlete, you can.
No, but it's way too easy in Vegas. Way too easy. I'll take the Raiders. You want to take the Saints?
I already took the Saints.
All right, let's talk fantasy. And you know what's funny to me? Is you got Jets in your name, but you just disparage them on this podcast.
The Jets are awful. I only have the name because I lived in New York. And all it right, was funny so at the time.
How many leagues are you in?
Two leagues.
And you are what?
I'm 1-0 in both leagues.
Wow.
You're my assistant GM in the other league. We're WSD Podcast.
How'd you do it? Who came through and who came through and who fell apart on other teams to allow you to win?
I have McCaffrey and Josh Jacobs in my backfield and Cal Ridley on that team. And so that team went bonkers. I have McCaffrey in both leagues, actually, because I had the number one pick overall. In the other league, I just kind of squeaked by McCaffrey. I had Josh Allen, who showed up big, played well.
That's his fumbles.
I had Jared Cook. He did all right.
Can I say this? Here's my biggest peeve on fantasy football is this. When the quarterback kneels at the end of the game, they get minus a half point. Why is that?
It's
because they get minus rushing yards. Come on. Yeah. Like,
did you lose by half a point?
Nearly by a point. Come on, just adjust the points. The guy's not, it's not like he ran around and flopped on the ground for 5-yard loss. He's doing that intentionally.
If a running back in the first quarter gets sacked,
come on, that's totally different. Listen, the running back isn't saying to himself, I'm going to lose 5 yards intentionally to win the game. That is what the quarterback is doing.
He should just throw the ball out of bounds then.
No, because that stops the clock.
Well,
fantasy needs to evolve. ESPN, Yahoo, wherever you play your fantasy, do not penalize people for the fact that the quarterback is dropping back, taking a knee, and trying to, or winning the game, basically. But yet, the people that have said quarterback of that winning team are being penalized. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Put in the algorithm or whatever the hell they do.
What league are you on?
I'm in ESPN. I'm 1-0 in one league and 0-1 in the other. I got no running backs in one. I put Kerryon Johnson in.
Send a text to SVP. Say, hey, can you forward this on to your fantasy guys?
This is hot garbage. Kerryon Johnson, you're hot garbage. ODB that first week, hot garbage.
TD tonight.
TD tonight for OBJ.
He's got his blonde hair back.
All right. So give me your – you and I are both in a Survivor League. I'm 1-0. I took the Steelers. Looked dim early on. No. I thought you took those Niners.
No, I took the Bills.
Who you got this week? Who's your lock?
I got the Steelers.
Verse?
They are playing... Who are they playing? They're playing Denver.
Really?
Yeah. In Pittsburgh.
Okay, you better hope Benny Snell shows up again, huh?
Big Ben's elbow's back. They're comparing the Steelers' defense to the Steel Curtain, the great vaunted defense from the 70s. And Big Ben has admitted, this is the best defense I've ever played with. And you know what? The Denver's offense isn't very good. Drew Lock is poop. Sutton is out. Von Miller is hurt. Big Ben's going to sit back there all day long and carve him up. Steelers. Wave that terrible towel around.
I don't think I've made my pick yet, but if I had to today, it would be on the Cardinals. Kyler Murray is going to absolutely thrash. We didn't get to this, but give me your West Coast player of the week last week.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Not a bad pick.
Thank you.
I could go with the chalk. Russell Wilson, since he did get NFC Player of the Week in week one. But, no, screw it. I'm just going to go with Russ. I can't drill in anymore.
Nice. Should we wrap this bad boy up?
I think we should. You didn't get my lock, but that's fine. That way I'm not exposed.
Fuck, you have to pick it. You wait for my advice, and then you're going to go, oh, you can't pick the Steelers. You know, also pick, I like Tennessee. They play Jacksonville.
Ooh, I can't bet against Minshew. You know this. WST Podcast. Check us out wherever you get your social media, WST_podcast at Twitter and Instagram. Rate us, review us, leave a comment wherever you're picking up your podcast, whether that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, we're everywhere. WSTpodcastshow@gmail.com. Send us some feedback. If you don't like our picks, let us know. Big Ben and K-Win, we'll call it the NFL wraparound. WST Podcast. Boom.
Boom.